and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Everybody, welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is a tea Tuesday. That's, we just check in with you, see how your Tuesday is doing. Just got to start with tea. It's a weird tradition on the show. Is it our weirdest tradition that we have? I think so.
It's our borrowed tradition. That's from Greg Carpenter from Today's 101.9. Yeah, so that's fun.
Is it our weirdest one? I mean, I just think like, if this is my first time listening to the show and I was like, wait, what? Like, it's just... What we do here is like, so Greg Carpenter from, he used to be on Mix for a very long time. Now he's on 101.9. Yeah. He just kind of called this Tired Tuesday. That's what he calls it in the hallway. And so we start calling that in the show. And then we're like, well, what if it wasn't tired? What if you felt great today? Or what if you felt like, whatever you feel? But we just said, well, you just got to start with a T. And I don't even know why we said that. And then we just started doing that. It's a weird tradition. So that thing, you guys hopped in and then we just said, all right, it's a Tea Tuesday show. It is the weirdest thing we do for sure. Jess, your Tea Tuesday.
I'll say the like typical Tired Tuesday, but I'll do a terribly tired Tuesday.
I did not eat. I don't know what the deal is. There's something going on because I feel like it's probably my worst sleep I've had in a long time. I don't even know why.
I'm starting to, just with how bright it is at night.
Yes.
That pushed you back. Like when we laid down, I was like, bruh, is it literally like 5:30 p.m. right now? And I have an eye mask on, but brain, because I know that it's light, I want to like lift it up and look around. But yeah,
And don't get me wrong, I like the summer. It's great.
On the weekends, it's fun. Right. During the week, I'm like, man, I want to play.
It's like FOMO.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to change it. Keep it this way. But it is tough for us after we go to bed early. I get it. Totally get it. Charlotte, your Tea Tuesday?
I'm having a ticked off Tuesday.
What's wrong?
It's just one of those days where like, every slight, like, minor annoyance is just, like, that much more annoying.
What's happening? What's going on?
I don't know. Like, it was just, like, something was wrong with my ice maker at home this morning. And then, like, people were just being really annoying on the roads today. Like, I don't know why everyone this morning was, like, walking down the middle of the street on my commute here. But, like, I was like, can we just not be doing that right now?
It's
like,
early.
There were just so many obstacles.
I can tell Charlotte and I are testy. We walked in the studio this morning. We've been sitting here listening. I mean, we listened to the radio clearly. Because we are the radio, and like all the commercials are getting on our nerves this morning. Like, we're like both just like, we like look up at the speakers, like, ugh, like what? Like, what is going on today? I can tell we're gonna have a testy Tuesday for you and I. I'm having a tearful Tuesday though, man. Like, I hate it when it's the end of the school year. I know you guys are so excited, but like, I know this is the last probably Tea Tuesday for a lot of you guys for a while.
And they're all like, woo-hoo!
I know. And I'm like, no, wait, I don't like this. I don't like when you guys go away. So, this is the last time we'll talk to you guys for a while. Thank you so much for being here for the school year. Listen, more jealousy than anything else. But
yeah, sleep in. You deserve it.
Enjoy it. But, you know, when you get a chance to check the show live, be here. Don't forget about the podcast, too. Kramer and Jess On Demand, which is put up every day around 10 o'clock. So you guys can go subscribe to that and check out what you're going to miss over the summer. Then get your ass back here. We'll see you back here in a few months to say hi to the crew.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Drivers in Baltimore are seeing some relief at the pump, with average gas prices dropping nearly 16 cents over the past week, averaging $3.74 a gallon today. That's according to Gas Buddy's survey on 663 stations in Baltimore. Now, prices in Baltimore are 71.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but they stand 73.9 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. Across the country, the national average right now is $3.99.
That's what I'm saying. Does it make you guys like kind of scurry in the head? Because like when I see $3.75, I'm like, oh dang, gas price is looking pretty good, but it's not good. Like, it's not good right now.
It's still lower than the national average. We got to take the W's where we can, man.
It's just screwing with me because we shouldn't be happy at $3.75, but for some reason it is, you know?
Number two.
Love Island USA fans can have a front row seat to the popular dating series' most highly anticipated twist that will pull the couples to the test. So Peacock announced that season 8 Casa Amor episode will debut in select theaters across the country, and Maryland is on this list. So fans will be able to elevate their watch party experiences. The 2-hour Casa Amor special will debut in 28 theaters nationwide on June 22nd at 9 p.m., including Maryland theaters and also across the DMV as well. And fans can make a reservation through the Fandango website if you want to watch Casa Amor in theaters.
Are you sad you can't go?
I mean, so there's late. No way I'm going to. No, but also, though, like, I'm not. Like, that is so crazy. They're so crazy for this.
Why?
I just can't believe that they're about to put this episode in theaters. Like, Casa Amor is, like, the messiest, raunchiest episode of the entire series. And the fact that they're about to put that in theaters is wild. It's
number
wild.
One.
The mayor of New York City, Mayor Mondani, might have just accidentally confirmed the date for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding while discussing security measures for the World Cup. So while praising the city's ability to handle major events during a press conference yesterday, he casually mentioned their time frame. Take a listen.
We're incredibly excited for this one. We know it coincides with the Knicks finals run. We know it coincides with July 4th, America 250, Taylor Swift's wedding all happening at the same time. And we are so excited to welcome the world here.
So rumors claim that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce plan to marry over the July 3rd weekend, potentially at Madison Square Garden. Now, these are the rumors that have already been circulating. Like, this is what we thought could have happened. But the fact that now you have the mayor of New York City basically confirming that that is the weekend, maybe we don't know the specific day, is like, sir.
Do you think he means it, though, or is he just trying to, like, stir it up?
No, I think that he was just speaking in his, like, as a government official brain and, like, doing the thing where, like, you're giving the information and it didn't click to him where it was like, listen, the Swifties are waiting for every single Easter egg, every inch that can be dropped. And I feel bad for him because I don't think he did it on purpose. But, like, he's probably overwhelmed. It's like, you know, it's like the Knicks. He's like, I think maybe it's also coming from, like, a place of excitement.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah, he probably hasn't slept in days. Like, I don't know.
I wasn't here when the Taylor news dropped about Madison Square Garden.
Yes, we talked about that.
Do you guys think that is the actual location of their wedding?
So Charlotte and I were discussing it. And at first I was like, wait, why? But then after we thought about it, with the security measures of how people can get inside that venue and how it can be closed off. Because at first I was like, I thought she was going to get married in like some open magical spaces. But then when you think about it, then that also invites paparazzi, helicopters, the whole thing. So at least with this, you have a controlled environment. And then on the inside, she can turn that into whatever fairy, fantasy, beautiful land that she wants to.
For some reason, I don't believe the story. It doesn't seem real to me. I honestly don't buy any of this. I think this whole thing is to throw everybody off.
It's a red herring.
Yeah, I do.
Like, she literally like slid into like the mayor's DMs and she was like, can you like
because
drop this in?
And then she's like actually getting married in Italy.
That'd be crazy. I would respect that.
I think this whole thing is to throw everybody off because I think you know how like secretive and planned she is. Like, I don't think he would be able to drop that easy. I think this whole thing is like to throw everything off.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Apparently, Gen Alpha wants adults to stop doing this.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Not the last one of the school year. What? Where'd the time go? Yeah, crazy. This is Nieces Know Best. You've done a few of these this year, haven't you? This is starring Jess and her niece, Maya. And in case you've never done one of these, first off, where have you been? You may be flipping around, whatever. Let's introduce Maya, though. Jess, who is this?
Maya is 11. She just graduated from fifth grade last week, and she's officially a middle schooler.
Oh, my God.
So I talked to Maya about different things that are going on in my life just because she's so amazing, and I think kids are unapologetically themselves. And this week, Maya not only had a bone to pick with me, but I guess adults all over the world, apparently.
Okay, Maya, so when we were talking the other day, what did you tell me?
Stop whining all the time. Auntie, I love you, but you gotta stop. You got to stop.
Yes, you're right. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think adults whine too much about?
I hear people talking to their friends on the phone, like walking down the street being like, oh my God, so Jason was supposed to get me flowers, but he got me chocolates instead. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, I don't know your situation. I don't know if you're allergic to chocolates. Cause like, if you are allergic to chocolates, then Jason can take a hike. But honey, you got some nice clothes on. You got a Gucci bag. You got the latest iPhone. You better stop complaining right now. I bet you Jason got you all that. hey, if your life's great, stop complaining. Yay! You got a roof over your head. Yay! You got nice parents. Yay! You eat food. Yay! Another thing is that adults worry too much on what other adults are doing. Stop it. If I become famous and like someone asks me what is a quote that they want to remember me by, it should be, stop it. Think what you're doing. Worry about yourself. Their business is not your business. Your business is your business, and let's keep it that way.
Yes.
I don't even have anything to say. I'm triggered. I'm inspired. You're correct.
Just say thank you.
Thank you, Maya. I love you.
I love you so much.
Like, she's on one.
Niece's No Best has basically turned into Maya's like stand up.
Yeah, like what's going on?
Like stand up, like her 5 minute stand up. Like,
I don't even know where to go with that.
So like, basically, her and I were talking, and she was like, Auntie, when am I going to see you? Like, when are you coming here? Like, you haven't been here in like 500 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, Maya, like, obviously, we want to come there, but we have to figure some things out. And like, I'm trying to explain to her. And she literally cut me off, and she's like, you're saying all these things, and like, I just need you to come visit me. Like, what's the deal?
Just do it.
And she was like, stop complaining. When just really, I'm just like telling her like adult things.
Just get it done.
But it was just the funniest thing ever.
And there's some truth to that too, right? Yeah. Like, sometimes you just gotta stop making excuses and just get life done, man.
And she's like, get on the plane. I don't see the issue. Like, why aren't you coming here this weekend?
Which, like, also not true, but also true.
Yeah.
Like, kids don't have a concept of that, right? Or, like, kind of expensive, but also she's not wrong.
She's
like,
not
like
wrong.
Sometimes you do just got to get things done.
Her TED talk was not wrong.
Yeah,
at all.
Damn, she got you once again.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah,
that's a good one. All right, we call that Niece's No Best.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right, $1,000 up for grabs. And some of y'all, this is the last one for the school year. So let's pay attention, play it along in the car, have some fun with this. Caller number 10 playing live. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Tom, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, Tom, good morning.
I'm doing great.
Good,
Tom. Good morning.
Tom, you're number 10.
Number 10, is that good?
Yes, it is. Do you want to play the game?
Yeah, depending if you want to play or not. So it's good.
I'll play.
All right, well, good. Okay. And it's good news. And it's good news.
Wait, Tom, have you ever done this before?
All the time.
Okay.
Well, then welcome back, Tom. Let's go. Tom, I like you for some reason. All right, Tom. Well, then
I like you guys too.
What's up, Tom? We like you. All right. Well, let's do this, Tom. Tom, you know how this goes. Jess, let's explain the rules, and then we're gonna go for $1,000. Okay.
Okay. So if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you can...
All right, Tom. Who's that in the background, by the way? What's yelling?
Oh, it's my kids. They're excited. They
like
the station.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
Okay, guys. If you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. But remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Tom, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Number one, how many days are in September, October, November, and December combined?
September, October, November, December combined. All right, so
where you can pass? Which one? October, September?
Let's pass.
Question number two.
We'll come back.
What letter comes immediately before the letter X? Immediately before X is what?
W.
Correct. Question number three. Yeah. What TV family includes Red, Kitty, Eric, and Lori?
Red, Kitty, Eric, and Lori.
Yeah, what show is that?
Pass.
Question number four. What is the state capital of Florida?
State capital of Florida. Yep.
Is what? State capital of Florida is what? Or you can pass.
I think Tallahassee.
Correct. Question number five. In what city does the NBA team the Nuggets play? The Nuggets wave.
Denver,
correct. Question number six. What do we call a word that sounds similar to another word but has a different meaning? That's 60 seconds right there. That's 60 seconds.
Oh, no, that's 60.
Hey, it's not bad, man.
We'll go three,
but it's not bad.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Let's go back to the top.
Thanks, guys.
And then we'll keep going. Hey, I like Tom's energy, man. Tom's got good energy. Jess, let's go back to number one, and we'll keep going.
Number one, we passed on how many days are in September, October, November, and December combined?
Tough.
That's 122.
Yep.
122, okay.
Yeah, you got good job on number two. Number three, what TV family includes Red, Kitty, Eric, and Lori? That's 70 show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And then good job on number four. You got number five. And then let's see how you would have done on six and seven. Number six, what do we call a word that sounds the same as another word but has a different meaning?
Do you know that one?
Is that a simile?
It's a homophone. Homophone.
And then number seven, last one right here. Who sings the 2006 hit Promiscuous?
Promiscuous girl.
Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, but similar. Similar. Okay. Yeah, similar.
No, it's okay. They were both killing it at that time.
Yeah, fair enough.
But good job, Tom.
All right, Tom. Tom and family. You want to give the family a shout out? Who else back there?
We got Aaron, Evelyn, and Phineas.
What's up, everybody? How we doing? Hi, what's up? How many days of school we got left?
Two and a half, man.
That's it. We're counting the halves. We're that close. All right. Hey, you guys are fun. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll do seven more trivia questions. Go for that $1,000 in free gas once again, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good day, you guys. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms with the ROFO Rewards app. You'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
What year did you graduate high school? And did you have a senior prank that you guys pulled off? We were just talking behind the scenes. It's the last week of school for a lot of guys here. And I don't know if kids nowadays can even do senior pranks. I don't think that's even allowed anymore. Just in today's like culture, is it even like a thing, you know?
Well, because there was one that went viral recently in North Carolina. And basically, they coordinated with the principal's wife. And there was like 50 seniors that snuck into their home. And like at 5 a.m., they woke him up and he like freaked out.
And that was this year?
That was literally like probably a couple weeks ago. And I was shocked when I saw that.
That was this year.
Well, when it was okay, because obviously they coordinated with his wife. Sure. So it's like they got the okay. But I was shocked because I was like, yo, are you guys doing that with the chance of obviously going viral, which they did.
But
you know?
with that though, obviously the wife was in on it.
So that's like, okay.
So it's almost like you can't get in that much trouble if like the wife's in on it. Because back in the day, that has changed.
Nobody knew.
Back in the day, man, we used to go like, I mean, you couldn't have the school's approval. They wouldn't be cool at that point, right?
Yeah.
So I graduated in 2002. Mm-hmm. And we literally like destroyed the campus. Mm-hmm. When I really think back to what we were doing, we literally went through like toilet papered the campus. The one thing that I really remembered being like the grossest thing was we put chicken breast, like raw chicken breast, into like the bottom of the Coke machines. We have the Coke machines on campus, which sounds really gross.
That actually cost them money.
No, I know.
Did they have to get a new one? That's gross.
I forget. But none of us got caught, which was like the cool thing.
Okay.
But nowadays, can you imagine? Like that would absolutely not be allowed on campus. There's spray paint. I mean, it was bad. And in hindsight now, like what a-hole kids to be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
But I don't think kids could pull off senior pranks. I don't know what year that
like
cut
that
off,
elaborate.
What that would be cut off. Ooh. Because of things like social media. I guarantee you there would be, I don't think we even had cameras on campus in 2002. I don't think that was like a thing. Now there's got to be so many cameras and everything else.
The only reason why we didn't have one, so I graduated in 2011. The senior class before us, they trashed the campus.
Yeah.
And it was so bad that when it came time to around the time that we would have planned to do it, they basically said if the seniors did anything and did a senior prank, then we wouldn't walk.
See, then that's the thing.
So then at least that was the cutoff for us.
I feel like there's got to be a class before you that did something so bad.
So it was 2010 that ruined it and took it away from us.
They're going to take it away. Charlotte, what year did you graduate?
Mine was 2015, and I was racking my brain because I couldn't really remember what it was, but I think I actually did remember. It definitely, so we had to get approval from the school, so it was already pretty lame at that point.
Yeah.
But I think it ended up being like
flash mob,
a beach day. But like it was just like there were like inflatable balls. It was really lame.
Over the years, I feel like they just had to kind of like our generation really could go rogue. And then you guys, I feel like it started to get kind of like wimpier because of us.
Yeah,
because of us.
Oh, guys.
You know, so like what year did you graduate? And what was your senior prank? Because I feel like they kind of started having to get lighter over time. And I want to figure out like what that transition was, like where that year was, where eventually they just get kind of like, because I don't think kids nowadays, I doubt the class of 2026 can do anything
without getting approval or like right. having well, like, you know, the school's the principal's like, wife
they're
involved.
In on it. Yeah. I think the school has to basically nowadays be in on it
and approve it. Yeah.
Or like there's no way they can do it. I just think it's different nowadays, probably. It has to be. Wait, yeah. Char, this is your roommate? Is
yeah.
This
is? We didn't even know it was Char's roommate.
This is Zoe.
Okay, all right. Sure, hi, Zoe. Hi, Zoe. What's Let's up? Go. Hey, what's up? Okay, cool. How is Charlotte as a roommate, by the way? Is she a good roommate now that we have you on? Is she good?
Charlotte is fantastic.
Okay, okay, good. Very it's good to hear. Sweet,
very
to hear.
Fun.
Love Zoe's her. A great I roommate, too.
If she starts to get messy, let us know, okay? We'll do what we can do on our end. Okay,
whip her into shape.
Yeah, we'll try. So, wait, you graduated what year?
2016.
Okay, and what was the senior prank at your school?
Somebody put a stinking car on the roof.
That's
how does
wild.
That even happen? Like, who
know.
Has a forklift?
I don't know, especially in 2016. How does this get pulled off? Do you know?
I'm not really sure. I just know that I woke up the day that the prank was supposed to happen, and everyone was like, did you hear what happened? I said, no, I didn't. And they were like, well, actually, somebody put their car on the roof, and the principal was so stinking mad about it. And then also, there was a thing in my school where we were allowed to wear togas. I went to Bel Air High School,
okay. And
the class before me ruined it because they came to school with absolutely nothing underneath of them.
Wow. Ew. Okay. That's okay. Wow. Yes.
Yeah. That's just unsanitary.
We didn't have any fun.
It's bold. I can't believe in 2016 though. And first off, how do a bunch of kids
get
think
a car
about this?
Up there.
Get a car. Now, I've heard stories throughout the years. I think actually when I was a freshman, they were able to get a car on the roof as well. Now think about that now as an adult. How
like who
do
has
kids,
the connect?
How are they able to actually do that? That's like somehow
somebody
I mean,
has a forklift, like somebody's
I'm,
dad
I'm
or
impressed.
Mom. Like
I'm
they
impressed.
Steal it
in the middle
it.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah,
they're able to like go lift a car.
You like
car.
Silently beep beep beep. Yes. If you like live near
someone's
school.
Like, dad, I need to borrow your forklift. Yeah. I can't tell you why, but you'll see it on the news.
Right, like, you'll find out when I get expelled. But like, what are those kids? I actually, you know, what we should search for today is we should search for the kids that like were. In charge of like getting the car
the
onto
coordinators.
The roof, the coordinators, and like where are those kids now? They're probably the doctors, honestly. They're probably the doctors, the scientists,
lawyers.
That took a lot
engineers.
Of skill. The engineers,
yeah.
It took a lot
Party
of planning,
planner.
A lot of like behind the scenes work. That took a lot of effort to get those things. Like back then, they were kind of like the bad kids, but I guarantee you, those kids really turned out to be something. So we should also look if you were the kid that coordinated. The car on top of the roof is a senior prank. You should let us know as well. Okay, y'all, that's Zoe. That's Charlotte's roommate.
Let's
everybody.
Go!
Charlotte's roommate on the show today. So thank you, Zoe. Appreciate you. There,
Charlotte.
Yeah, there
I
she
love
goes.
You.
All right. Who is this, Jess?
This is Rob on one in Baltimore.
What's up, Rob? Good morning.
How you doing?
We're good, man. What was the year and what was your senior prank?
It was actually my brother's, and it was way back in 1973.
Okay.
They had a the library was on the second floor of the high school. And what they did was they they got a Volkswagen Bug and they disassembled it and then they assembled it overnight in the library.
Like how?
They took it apart
how?
And put it back together?
How?
Yeah, well, the person who was in charge owned a foreign repair shop.
Okay.
So he knew Volkswagens inside and out and he basically just... You know, had a bunch of them, and they just put the car together. Now, I'm not sure if the engine was in there or not, but the body and everything was sitting in the middle of the floor of the library. So.
But how in the world do you do that? Like, how do you get into the library at night and nobody knows? You know what I mean?
They broke and going all... Can you imagine the sounds of everything?
No,
of, like, walking up the stairs and
kids,
walking back down part by part?
No, the kids would get arrested. They all be Snapchatting to one another. There's no way that would be a thing nowadays. You know what I mean?
I will say they did know the security guard, so it was known that they were doing it.
Okay. Dang,
that's pretty
man.
Awesome.
It's a solid one. It's solid. I don't think there's no way kids can do it nowadays. Kind of sad. Thank you for talking to us. Let's talk to, this is Andre. What's up, Andre? Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good, man. Andre, what year did you graduate and what was your senior prank?
So our senior prank, this is for class of 2026, so just this year.
Dang, okay.
Oh, well,
so let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So we made a TSA security point at the entrance of our school. And so what we did, we held up an entire line of students around the corner of the school. And we would bring whatever rods we found at home, like whether it was a PVC pipe, a muscle roller, and we would wave down all the students tell them to take off their bags, their shoes, you know, confiscate food and snacks if they had any. Obviously, we'd give it back at the end.
Now, wait, did the school know you were going to do this or no?
I think at our school, the policy was that they had to know what the prank was.
Okay.
So they knew in advance that we were all doing this. But either way, the entire, like, all the students had no idea. So they were over here waiting for at least 15 minutes at a time to get into the school.
Okay. And like their good snacks. Prank.
I think it's pretty good.
Did they get their food or did you guys eat the snacks?
We would give it back or else we'd get in trouble. But,
okay.
I mean, it's
guardrails, but kind of awesome.
I was going to say, for this generation, let's give it up for them.
Awesome. We still got it.
You know what? They're putting their best effort. For what schools are allowed to do nowadays, we got to give them credit. You know?
Pretty creative.
What school do you go to? Or did you go to?
This is River Hill High School in Clarksville.
Come on, y'all. Let's give it to them. Yeah, they're trying. All right, it's pretty good.
Howard County.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling us.
May not have been a school as disassembling a car, but, you know, we'll...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not what the older generation used to be, but you're trying your best. You can't be. You can't. There's no way. You guys would go to jail. It's just different. Don't go to jail over that. Thank you for calling us. Let me talk to... this is Connor. What's up, Connor and Bel Air? What's up? Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, man. So wait, this was your brother? This was you? This is your brother, right?
No. So I was one of a few people that knew about it, but my best friends actually executed it.
Okay. What was the year and what was the senior prank?
I graduated in 2010. We went to a private school that was pretty threatening. So we were trying to think of something that we could do that wouldn't, you know, harm the school in any way. But overnight we went and... And we had an oval drive in right in the front of the school, and right in the middle of the lawn, we sunk a legitimate flagpole in concrete and landscaped around it and strung up a custom seniors 2010 flag. And the school thought it was legitimate, so they left it for a number of years after that.
Where did you guys get the concrete? Like, who had that?
Just like Quikrete, well, right?
I mean, you know, you buy bags of concrete from Home Depot and just mix it in a bucket.
What? Whose idea was to do that?
And nobody clocked you guys on that? You think that like the school would be like, wait a minute, like you can't just be putting a flagpole.
No one clocked it. But you know, up where we are, there's a lot of farmers, blue collar connections and such. So it was a lot easier than you think.
And how long did that flagpole stay up?
It was at least 5 years.
At that point,
why would they take it down? Like, why did they take it down?
It looked nice. Like, we planted flowers around it and mulch and everything.
If anything, you made a contribution on behalf of your class.
We kind of like that flagpole. Exactly. Thanks a lot. They're like, thanks a lot, Connor. We appreciate you guys doing that. And then at that point, are you kind of mad? Because you're like, damn it, the school is actually happy about the prank. Then you got to burn it down, you know, or something.
I mean, we kind of anticipated that they wouldn't be like upset about it because it looked good. But.
Yeah, you got to burn it down now, man. Now I'm angry about this prank, man.
I think that's pretty awesome. Very creative. That took a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work. Yeah, now I feel like you're just putting in free labor for the school. It kind of backfired on you guys. You know what I mean? Okay, what is some Maryland culture that makes no sense outside of Maryland? And maybe you've lived here so long, you don't even realize it's like, it's weird because you're just so used to it. But there's got to be some things that like, you're like, man, I know that like we do this here and we're so used to it. But like, maybe you've had friends come to visit and they're like, wait, why do y'all do this? I can tell you, it's people that have lived here for 6 years, Jess and I now, we got here and there's a lot of things we looked at and we're like, what the hell is this? there's a list on BuzzFeed. This is the reason that we asked this. There's a list on BuzzFeed that's talking about cultural norms in other countries that seem weird in other places. I'll give you a couple examples. Like in Russia, giving someone an even number of flowers is a cultural no-no that can only be done at funerals. Like now that seems very bizarre. But
that's interesting.
In Russia, you can't do that. If we did that here, we wouldn't even think twice about it, right? Like in Denmark, it's actually really common for parents to leave sleeping babies outside of restaurants and cafes, even in colder weather, so that it's not so loud for the baby. So parents will literally just leave their kids out, almost like you leave a dog outside of a restaurant.
And no one freaks out?
Nobody freaks out. It's a common occurrence of a thing to do.
If you wake up the baby, they're going to be mad at you.
Exactly. So like, that's completely normal over there.
Yeah.
Here, you would literally go to jail for that. So like, over there, completely normal. So what I thought we could do this morning, though, is what are some Maryland things, all right? Maryland culture, where like, we're completely used to it here, but you go outside of Maryland, man, maybe outside the Mid-Atlantic region, people start to look at you kind of weird. Kind of a funky thing to do. Call us or text us 410-583-1065. Jess, start the list.
When we all yell "Oh" during the national anthem,
weird.
I could see it's, that almost like startling someone that's not from here. Like, hello, is everything okay?
Yes. If you went to another major league game, let's just say that you went to like a Dodgers game or something, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they did the national anthem and you yell out "Oh," they're gonna look at you kind of weird.
Well, it's my favorite when you're watching a game on TV, whether it's like, you know, an O's game or a Ravens game, and it's being broadcasted, and when it's a home game and you can hear it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I'm gonna start making this list. Yelling "Oh" would be weird outside of Maryland. Yes, that's very good. Charlotte, give me a Maryland culture thing that would seem weird outside of Maryland.
I would say like being super casual about just like absolutely destroying your car every day, because our potholes are so insane
they're
bad. Like, I feel like someone from another part of the country would be like, aren't you like concerned about like everything your axles went through on the way to work today?
Yeah, we are.
It's like, yeah, but it's like, what am I supposed to do? Teleport?
Yeah.
We're so used to the roads being so bad here. And I always forget how bad they are until like my mom came to visit and she was like, wow, this is like really bad. And I'm like, I'm just so used to it now that like I forget that how bad they actually are.
I'm just used to the fear. Like the fear doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. I'm like kind of mentally and emotionally prepared to get like a flat tire.
And also like the feeling. The jostling, you're like, oh, that's just the roller coaster.
That's just it,
like,
right.
What?
Just, it's totally normal for us. All right, what can you think of? Like a Maryland culture thing that's just normal, like locally here, but like for everyone else, they'd probably be like, that's weird. I think about, and I had to think about like when I moved here, things that really like threw me off. And there's a lot. There's a lot of things that like I had to really think about were so uniquely Maryland. I think the one thing, well, one of them was just how normal it is to put the Maryland flag on everything.
Yeah.
That is not normal anywhere else in any state. And I've lived in what, 5 or 6 states now. No one does that. It doesn't matter what it's on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you put. I mean, like clothes, okay, it's kind of normal. Purses gets kind of weird. You put it on wallets, belts, like it's on your car. It's literally on everything. I can tell you, like, if you think that's normal.
No, someone just brought it up to me this weekend.
It's not, that's not
a normal. Yeah, he's from Delaware. He's like, I just moved here and like what, and he's not even that far. Like he's literally like down the street.
There's a town.
And he brought it up.
There's
like
a row home near me that's literally painted the entire flag. Like it's so insane.
I wrapped the flag too. I have so much stuff that has the Maryland flag on it.
You have the bedazzled jacket.
I do.
It's not. If you're from here and you're like, oh wait, that's what everybody does right around the country. No, it's not. That is not a normal thing. Like when I got here, I'm like, wow, that flag is literally on everything. All right, help us make this list this morning. What's like completely normal Maryland culture here, but like you leave and it's like, wait, that's not normal. Who's up, Jess?
This is Emily on 1 in Westminster.
Emily, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? What's one of those things? It's very Maryland, seems normal to us, but probably weird to the rest of the world.
Putting Old Bay on everything.
Does anywhere else like literally rep a spice like we do?
Not a spice, maybe some food.
I don't think so.
It's a culture.
I once had a boyfriend who lived in Colorado and wanted me to like ship it to him all the time.
Because
that's awesome.
I mean, Jess and I talk about it a lot. Like we didn't even know what it was before we got here, and then I remember even landing in BWI and like seeing it. Not really realizing it was like a thing at the point until we actually like got settled in the hotel, and then going to this pizza restaurant up in Hunt Valley, and it was sitting on the table, and I'm like, what the hell is this stuff?
Yeah, and now I have friends and family in California that get it because of us, now that obviously they know about it because like, you know, we're here. But not only do we put it on everything, but like the Maryland state flag, we also wear Old Bay merch. I have like half of my closet is Old Bay merch.
Did you ever think, like, if I told Jess of 8 years ago that you were going to be wearing a spice on your shirt, that would sound like, that sounds crazy.
No, my favorite
that
piece of clothing
insane.
That I own is an Old Bay hockey jersey. It's limited edition and I love it.
Like imagine explaining that to anybody outside of Maryland. You couldn't explain that we literally are like obsessed with a spice.
Yeah.
It sounds cuckoo, but like if you live here, it's like, oh, well, yeah, clearly.
No, like, when I see her, I feel like I'm seeing Mickey Mouse. Like I freak out.
Doesn't make sense. It's a good one. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Let's talk to Julie in Baltimore. Hello, Julie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
It's a very Maryland cultural thing. It makes sense to us, but nobody else. What?
So I didn't realize this until I went somewhere else. When getting introduced to someone, we always ask, well, where did you go to school? Yeah. And here we always talk about high school. Yes. But everywhere else, they don't expect you to say high school, I guess. They're talking about college. So it's an expectation here that we say where we went to high school.
I learned that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was something that took me some time, too.
It really, and for the first 6 months, really confused me when I moved here. Again, Jess and I have lived here for about 6 years now. And I still, and as someone that's not from here natively, mm-hmm. it really throws me off because I didn't go to high school here.
Yeah.
So I'll still explain what college I went to. And then people go, yeah, but what high school did you go to? And I'm like, wait, I forgot. That's like the thing that you do here.
Or your county.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
What is that? Do you know why we say the high school here? Because that is absolutely not a thing that people do outside of Maryland. Do you know why that is?
I don't know. I think just because, you know, you've heard about Baltimore, right?
Right. Yes. So yeah.
Whenever you meet someone, it's always someone knows someone in, you know, in either Baltimore City, Baltimore County, mm-hmm. or surrounding counties. So
right.
Okay. I think it's just, I don't know.
It's just it.
Because the odds that they went to your high school are like so possible.
So high.
Yeah.
You get a 1 in 3 chance.
Exactly.
Or school with somebody that you
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Okay. Makes sense. Thank you for calling us. Let's get the Pretzel family in. What's that, Pretzel family? Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us that one. Give us that one that you're like, oh my gosh, this is such a this like a Maryland cultural thing. Probably doesn't make sense anywhere else. What is it?
We noticed how anybody, you could be 8, you could be 40, you could just casually destroy a crab and eat every part safely.
Yo. When I was at the crab deck this weekend in Kent Narrows, I'm telling you, the sound, it was like crab cracking ASMR.
Yes.
It was like it took everyone. Everyone just had like Brussels and like dozens of crab, and I was like, and it was like everyone was doing, like everyone knew the dance. Like everyone knew which part to start and end. It was crazy.
It didn't matter. It's almost like you're born with that skill at birth. And how does anyone even know how to do it? It's a good one. Thank you guys for calling us.
Hey guys, this is Ashley from Timonium. Am I a bad mom for letting my 10-year-old stay home alone all summer because childcare is too expensive?
I mean, it's young.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Y'all, welcome to the Parent Panel. If you've never done one of these with us before, do you want to explain what Parent Panel is, Jess?
Yeah, so parents call in and they share a situation when they're going through something and someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad. So we just kind of see how we got there in the first place and then also give them a chance to share their perspective on the situation too.
Why would you leave your 10-year-old at home? I guess, what's the situation here?
So I'm single parent.
Yeah.
No dad in the picture, and camp is freaking expensive and he doesn't want to go anyway. It feels like daycare to him.
Yeah.
So he's a pretty responsible kid. He gets good grades and he's a good listener and doesn't get in trouble. And he has a phone now, so he could call or text me. We have a neighbor who's retired who knows he'll be home. So I just set these rules, like don't open the door, don't use the stove, don't leave the house, no friends over, and to check in with me. So I thought it was a good way to give him a little independence this summer as well.
How many hours would he be by himself for?
So it's just 4 days a week because I am a nurse. So it would be 13 hours each day because that includes my commute. I'm out the door by 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home usually about 7 at the latest.
Lord. Mm. I mean, listen, I always say parents know their kids the best. I mean, 10 is young, though. How is Maya, your niece?
Maya's 11.
Do you feel like Maya could be left alone?
I do, but also it's maybe like for an hour or
yeah.
two, or it's like down the street. But you said 12 hours?
12-hour shift.
So 13.
For him, it's like 13.
I'm looking at Maryland state law right now. Okay, so Maryland state law is 13. So,
okay.
So like legally, you know this would be illegal,
yeah.
right? To do like...
I mean, it's my child, though. Like, I don't know what they're really going to do about it.
Well, I mean, that would not be a good situation to, like, get yourself... Well, wait, how did bad mom come into the equation then? Like, where...
Yeah, I just told another mom, and she acted like I was putting him in danger, said 10 is too young, and said to be careful or I'm going to end up on the bad mom segment on Mix 106.5, so that's why I reached out to you guys.
Well, here you...
And now I'm second-guessing myself.
Well, here you are. Welcome. You found yourself here. I mean, is that too young?
I think it's a little young, especially for that amount of time.
And there's no other options. We don't have like a parent, a friend, anybody that can like...
No, I mean, like I said, we have neighbors that are retired that know he's home alone and he knows how to reach out to them. But I just do not want to spend all that money, especially when he doesn't want to be at a camp, you know.
Does it really come down to like what he wants? Like how is he going to feed himself? Like, what if something does happen? I mean, I'm thinking through like the consequences of the situation.
I mean, you just have to think like it's different than when we were 10. I mean, now he's got like a phone. We have cameras. I'll get alerts throughout the day. I can check on him. You know, it's different than just being completely isolated and not knowing what he's up to all day.
Well, I think that is true.
That is true. That's why I don't know if this is like a normal thing, because that is very much true.
Our
like,
parents wouldn't know anything. Yeah. They would just leave us and we were just
like,
I mean,
Live 360. Hello.
Yeah.
You know,
like
Ring cameras.
They'd have no idea what we were up to, which nowadays your kid can't breathe without, you know, knowing exactly what kind of breath they're taking. So it's a good question. Let's get some parents on the phone. So Ashley is saying, yo, listen, camps are expensive. I don't know if I should pay for a summer camp for my kid if he really doesn't want to go. Would it be the wrong thing for her to do to leave her 10-year-old at home this summer? Or do we talk her out of that, Jess?
I just think the amount of time is a long time. 5:45 to 7 o'clock at night just feels very long. Honestly, like an hour or two, I honestly would think like that's fine. Yeah. I think it's just a matter of like all day, that much of the week might be a little bit of an issue.
It's just 4 days. It's just 4 days, and it would save thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds risky on the surface. I'm also cheap, though. So, like, if you're telling me, could I save a couple $1,000s? Yo, camps are ridiculously expensive.
Especially when he doesn't want to go.
He doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
And, like, you know your kid better than anybody. If I was like, I think my kid can do this, I can't also say that I wouldn't be calling the local radio station to, like, crowdsource, like, hey, you think this is okay? Like, I know it's illegal, but, like, could we possibly, like, maybe get by, like, I mean, I know it's a risk, and it's a risk, but like, it's a risk you're willing to take.
Mm-hmm.
Most parents. Who's up?
This is Bethany and Joppa on 4.
Bethany, do you feel like 10 is too young to leave your kids home alone for the summer?
No. I mean, I left my son home alone all day when he was 8.
8?
Oh.
My son is really mature. Mm-hmm. So he's not necessarily like most 8-year-olds, you know. When he was 8, he acted like a 12-year-old in an 8-year-old's body. So it's a little bit different. But still, like, you should have the life skills necessary to stay home by yourself during the day.
But are you
if you
saying,
don't have
like,
those skills, your parent did something wrong.
Oh, are you saying 8-year-old in general is fine to be left alone all day?
I think it depends on the kid, you know, like you have to know your own child. Like my son, I felt like was ready. He was responsible. Like by 8, he was already like cooking for himself.
Like open flame or microwave. Cause like that's, I mean, you have to admit that's really young. If something were to happen, I mean, that just seems.
I mean, he didn't have to use a phone. It's 2026. Like we have technology. There's so much technology that takes the guesswork out of parenting. Like you don't even have to work that hard anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like I had cameras in the house. I could check in on him while I was gone.
I think I understand. I think it's just the concern of something. I mean, again, you're the parent. I'm not. But do you feel like most parents feel this way? I mean, would they feel comfortable leaving their 8-year-old home alone?
By 10, yeah. I would say the vast majority of kids, you should be able to trust home alone by the time they're 10. I mean, there's 10-year-olds like running entire businesses. You know what I'm talking about? Like on YouTube, these 10-year-olds that have their own shows and are making like millions of dollars. Like they're practically adults these days.
Okay. Who's up, Jess?
This is Jessica on 1 in Baltimore.
Jessica, I mean, she wants to leave her 10-year-old. Hey, she wants to leave her 10-year-old home for the summer. Thinks it's like it's safe. I mean, is that the wrong thing to do or you think it's okay?
No, I think it'd be different if it was like for 4 or 5 hours. Okay. If you feel like your child's mature enough, okay, at 10 years old, that's fine. Like don't touch the stove. Don't leave the house. But for a 13-hour shift where she's a nurse, where she's not going to be able to be on her phone checking constantly. Mm. What if something happens at work and then he's also calling her because something happened at home? She's not going to be able to answer. And then you have an hour commute to get there. And then I get like the whole like, yes, it's illegal in Maryland to leave your child home under the age of 13, and she doesn't think it's a big deal. But if somebody else that she tells who thinks it's a big deal
call CPS. She can be investigated for child neglect. So, like, is that a risk that she's willing to take? I think that, I guess he doesn't want to go to summer camp, but he's not the parent. He's the child, and she's the parent. She has to make sacrifices, and that might be spending thousands of dollars for 4 days a week because of her job. Like, it's her, she doesn't have a job where she's able to constantly check in like she claims. I have a lot of nurses in my family, and they don't answer the phone for hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a six-hour shift, not 13 hours, and that's including the hour commute on a 12-hour shift.
If she was like 5 minutes away or something. That's a good point. That's one thing I didn't think about, too. Thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Antoinette on 4 in Baltimore.
Antoinette!
Hey.
What's up? Be the final vote here. I mean, do we feel like it's too young to leave your kid home alone for the summer?
So, my personal opinion, I believe it all depends on not the child, on the time frame and the job that you have. Mm. My current situation, I have a 10-year-old at home. I just left the house at 8:30. He knows I will be back home by 1 o'clock on the dot. Mm-hmm. I check in with him every hour. I'm constantly checking in on him. His grandmother's coming to pick him up probably now for IHOP. So between both grandmothers, there's always somebody checking in. I also have my 13-year-old daughter. She stays there with him. Mm-hmm. I feel like 12 hours for a 10-year-old, my son would say no. Mom, absolutely not.
Even, everyone's really kind of made a good point. As I'm looking through the phones, too, like, I mean, it's pretty split, man. I mean, I think it really kind of depends on your kid, but, like, from the people that we've talked to, though, I mean, most parents are saying, like, there's enough to be concerned about here, you know, is the problem.
Yeah,
so,
that's what it's sounding like.
Yeah.
All right, back to the drawing board. it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you think you'll do? I mean, do you want to do the camps? I mean, will you leave
I mean, I am actually surprised. Mm-hmm. I figured more people were doing this, because how do people afford this?
Yeah.
But I guess they have other people in the picture that can help out. No. I don't know. But I do know him. I think he's responsible. But hearing all this feedback, I have a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.